Again on another Thursday Bitter Truth podcast. Yes, what's good, my people? Now we're gonna get into some things. I'm gonna show you how we're coming up on the end of times right now. And for them to even go back to the supposedly biblical days to basically explain the end of times should let you understand something, that this world right here is never meant to just stay and run straight out. Do you understand what I mean? It meant to stop, cut out, and start again. Do you understand what I mean? That's what they call resets. That's what they call restarts. You understand that? So you have to pay attention. We're coming up on one right now as we speak. They have the new world order in place that gonna destroy the masses on earth right now. And then they have their reset. Bring you a new generation of people and all. We're gonna get into that and break it down and show you some things. And how, even though it's come back to biblical days, you're gonna see them shout out the supposedly God that they claim that gonna come to save mankind. We're gonna talk about it. Just make it run right here. And we're gonna talk about this trailer right here that they have, because yes, it's showing you real life that's going on and connecting it to biblical days. Pay attention here, make it run. Ever since 2020.
Changed.
Listen.
With every month passing, seeming to get stranger.
As you could see them telling you about their discovering UFOs and all, it's part of the end times, people. That's why they're fooling your head up with all of these things. Wars and rumors of wars, disease and plagues, all for the end times. And then they're gonna tell you these was things that happened biblical times, and now it show back up to show you that this is the end of times. When they say these things happen in biblical days, what they're trying to tell you, that they did have a end time before, where everything as you know it comes to a stop, and then they start all over again. Pay attention.
Strange. It's scary to think what the future holds as we march forward.
Explosion.
Facing a certain inevitability.
Train derails. Earthquakes. Wars.
Can only be described as...
There you go, people. Biblical. So it's past times they explaining to you that it's gonna be the end. Do you understand that? Is that real? Give you a touch of the biblical days to tell you about the end. What that mean? Does that shine a light on what you were searching for? Yes, there's gonna be another end. Do you understand? Every 2,000 plus years, they bring you back biblical days, which is the end times. That's what they highlight in. That's why they give you a pandemic. Pay attention. Remember, the fallen angels is the one who operate in this whole stage right here. They're the one who give you everything in this side of the earth. So pay attention and watch.
There was an ancient world.
The fall of man. That's why God
the fall
sent
of man.
The flood.
You hear that? That's why God sent the flood. Do you hear what they tell you? And don't worry about it. If the world actually was destroyed by a flood, it actually was done by the devil people and not God himself. Do you understand that, people? This is how they tell you who is God and who is the devil in the book. That book of life, the Bible, that they tell you about. That's where they use it to fool you, to tell you who is God and who is the devil, which is backwards, 100% upside down. So you better pay attention and discerning. You have to use the sermon to find out what's really going on. You understand? They're tricking you. Pay attention. Biblical days is meaning the end times. How would past times call out as the end times? Pay attention.
It happened. It changed the world profoundly.
There was yet a future judgment coming.
It'll be just as it was in the days of Noah.
And they have to mention Noah. Like I tell you, people, the waters that you see right there, the supposedly sea water, that salt water, is the only foreign water in the earth. So if they tell you about a biblical flood, that's it right there. And remember, if you flood the place with supposedly water, which is rain water, it wouldn't be salty. And where that water recede to? It's not the water that we're looking at that they call the ocean. We're not stupid. So yes, if it was a flood where they tell you the heavens open up, what they mean by the heavens, people, the heavens... Remember, they tell you in the Bible, they explain that the Creator telling you He create the earth with a firmament in the middle of water. So yes, they're telling you that the heavens above us is also water. So it's water surround the whole wide world. And these people supposedly be let it in. Do you understand that? Let the water into a portion where it can flood most of the world. 3/4 or more of this earth is with that salty water that never come from rain. They tell you the heavens open up and that's how you get the biblical flood. That means is human beings or the fallen angels is the one who do it. Either the fallen angels did it themselves or they command human beings to actually do those tricks on the masses just to cover up the tracks to go back where you came from. Human being origin. So you kind of understand why is that big body of salty water there, polluted water that you can't drink, and it cover most of the earth. Listen.
In the last days, mm-hmm. the end times,
they mm-hmm. will be surprised. Listen. When Jesus comes.
You hear what they're talking about, people? They're gonna be surprised when Jesus comes. Remember, the Jesus is a hoax, people. It's a 100% hoax. Just to bring you the devil, they show you a Jesus. So now the Jesus tell you it's coming back. So now you can wait for the damn devil to show up. Do you understand that? The whole thing is a trick. Like I remember telling you from day one, that is just a character they put on. The stories that they give you is all to let you buy into a character. And I already told you that there's no way that God could supposedly be the creator of this earth, gonna supposedly send his son to represent him out as the creator and let him born to a woman vagina the same way as everybody do. There's no way the creator would have made that move. Just to convince you that Jesus is actually coming from his, the creator, hands, you let him born out of a mom, out of a woman belly like everybody else. But that one is special. That's a God. What did I tell you, people? That's how you have people calling themselves gods on earth. This is how they used to do it back in the old Egypt in them days. They call themselves God, actually. So who they're telling you is coming back is the damn devil himself. Pay attention to that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't know about creation. You think they want to tell you? Huh. And I already told you, everything you see on this side of the earth is fabrication. Yes, it is an illusion. Something that you can't live by. Something that you can't put your trust in. So pay attention to what they're showing you right here. Listen and watch. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Last world. Remember what I tell you. They have to mention the last world, people. Why? Because the last world is us. We as people in this world is lost. We know not where we at. We in the dead-on center of this huge earth, people. A dome-like earth, are we in the center. That's the most lost part of this side of the earth, period. The most lost part of the earth is the dead-on center in that circle of death where the supposedly devil was cast. It's not a circle of life. It's a circle of death. Where death is a part of life. Do you understand that? That's why you expire in here. That's why you die fast so the next person can live. So yes, it is the circle of death, hell, where the devil belongs. The devil kind of convince you that this is a better area for you to be at, where material and money and everything rank you so you can rank more than the next person. When you was at the supposed place where creator put you, where you live off creation, no man or woman rank over nobody else. Do you understand? No human being have no ranking. And that's one of the reasons why they move. They move to come to this side of the earth where they use vanity to rank the human being. That gonna tell you how important you are. Not because you are a human being and flesh and bones and everything, a unique creature that God create. Not because of that you're gonna be over the next person, is because what you earn, what you supposedly learn and supposedly can make some vanity happens for you on earth. That's what they use to judge you. So you already know this is hell. 100% in. The last world is us. Mm-hmm. Dinosaur that never exists 66 million years ago. They tell you it basically happened. The dinosaur get a hit from a big meteorite and kill them all. And then mankind can get to live. Now pay attention to this right here with the Noah and the Ark. It's not real, people. It's not real. If they flood this earth, they just flood it and kill everybody in it and start over life again. That's what they do. You don't have to tell me that they have to build a hawk and Noah and all these characters bringing, you know, two heavy animal to make them survive. The whole thing is trash. Listen. The flood. Get that for Tuba Lot. As you could see them show you, giant supposedly man that they tell you, that statue that they show you laying down in the ground, which is all animation. They're trying to tell you that, yes, that was giants. Listen. A new beginning. As you could see that right there, people, the new beginning is the new side of the earth that they bring you on. The side that mankind should never be. And of course, they're going to show you greenery and all, because they use that to convince you that, yes, the place where you're at, living off supposedly naturality, the trees and what's grow and all feed you, they tell you that, look, we also have it over on the next side, the center of the earth, where the devil lived, where the devil owned. They show you trees, they show you grass growing on the ground, they show you a little bit of greenery, they show you water running, how it's so beautiful. Yes, you can actually live there, live way better than you was in human being origin. That was a lie. That was a trick. And here we go, the new beginning right there when they kill everybody that was existing at that time and basically bring them here, bring the rest of the people on this side of the earth and tell them about a great flood. Where did the water recede to? Where did it go? If it's that much water to flood the whole wide world to kill everybody in it, where did the water go? How did the water recede? And what kind of water is it? Is it that same salty water there? And if it's not, how the hell that salty water still there after the whole wide world been flooded by rainwater? It's a fake shit, 100%. Don't buy it. Like I tell you, they have something prepared for the masses destruction coming up. I don't know if it's water or fire, but it's destruction, period. Pay attention. And like I say, they're going to lead you to your destruction with the things that you're buying from the government and the devil people. Here you go. New beginning. Birds and everything come back. Yes, the tower. What is the tower, people? The supposed tower of Babel? Is that what they tell you about? Like I tell you, all of those things is metaphor. Nobody actually build a building to go to the skies. It's bullshit, people. Come on. It's trash. And what does it sound like to you? Is it the devil supposedly would I do this right here? Supposedly telling the masses that the evil people want to build a base, basically a home, a building, a skyscraper all the way up to the heavens, because the sky is the heavens. You believe them? There is no heavens in the sky, people. It's bullshit, 100%. Something that you can't get to, period. Of course, they go tell you that's where heaven's at. And where's hell? You're living in it. They tell you it's under the ground, but you're actually living in hell. So they show you this right here and tell you that these devil people was building Tower of Babel to get to heaven. And God himself, the creator, the good person, the good people, the good entity of life, tear this down and separate human beings up in sections, even give them different languages so they can communicate with each other. So that means they can't put a plan together again to go to the heavens. You believe it, people? That sounds like the devil himself, 100%. That split up mankind when they take you from your birthplace. They basically take you because of how you look and certain, you know, features that you have, just a little bit slightly different, because the human beings are all one, come from the same peoples. So they separate you in sections, call you different races, a name of races, and all of these things that they attach to you just to show you that you're different. But it's all by design. The different language that you speak, all by design. And don't tell me it's the creator did that. It's the devil himself to split up mankind so you won't come together to go back against them or fight back against them. It's just something that you have to sit there and take even the people getting it gonna convince you to sit there and take it, because later on it will be better. Listen. There you go. The cross. There you go, people. They're gonna show you the three cross right there, the crosses, and of course the Jesus is on one of them. And this is what they worship in life, a dead man on a cross. They don't worship him alive and kicking. They worship him dead on a cross. And you still believe in it. What kind of world is this, people? How they get you to buy into this world? I don't know. Alteration. Bam. There you go, people. All this shit that they give you, including evolution, all of it is mankind destruction. It's a fake shit. Just to kind of tell you who you are, paint a picture in the masses' head where they come from, who they are, and also their purpose on this earth, which is all devil work they're giving you. They will never give you the real reason why you're here on earth. Not on this side, but the reason why you was here on earth to begin with. Why the devil feel like it's necessary to move you? You're a valuable commodity. You understand that? You are the greatest creation after the creator. And that's why the devil people want to destroy you. You have a soul. You're so unique that they have to try to destroy you. Bam. Take a look. They're going to fool you about how you come to be and all. You come from monkey. You used to live in caves. All the way up till you start walking straight up. And now you are man. Mixed with cyborg and all. Now you're taking medication. Now you have supposedly limbs made from metal and plastic. All of these things that they now give to the human being now. This is what makes you a human being now. Do you understand that? And you come from a monkey. So said the people who own you in here. Remember, I already told you, man didn't come from monkey. Actually, monkey come from man. They use man DNA and some other animals. Manipulate the DNA, eggs and embryos and all to get you a monkey. That's why they always tell you about monkeys in labs or lab monkeys. That's exactly where they made them. All those fancy rats that they have for pets running around on wheels. Now that they mention in lab rats, you already know they actually made them in the lab. Same place they make monkey. And I already told you, man never live in caves. Man never caveman. They take you from where human beings don't even need a cover to live. Where human beings don't even need clothing. Much less homes and houses. Insulations, AC, eating unit. No, people. All of that was fake shit. 100%. Just to manipulate you. To make you can't live without them. They bring you here. In the side of the earth where there is no naturality. Survival is hard. That's why they bring you here. You never come here and live in a cave. You never live as no damn monkey. Do you understand that? You come right in civilization that the devil put together. It's a system. Do you get it? A devil system made by the devil people and made by to man. Made for man to run. And made to run man life. And teach him how to live and all in this devil earth. That's exactly what it is. So don't worry about them telling you that you was monkey before you get to man. Yes, it's a big old deception they teach you on this land. Bam! There you go, explosion and all. All fake shit your life built up on this side of the earth. They teach you all fakery to make you be a human being in this fake earth. They give you a ball spinning and tell you that's where you live. They show you a light in the sky, show you that's a moon that they can actually go on and explore. The world is stupid and dumb. There you go. Life built up our fakery. Right here. Take a look. The end of time is coming. When Jesus will return. So you see that, people? Go back again. Now pay attention to what they're trying to tell you here. Make you run as they show you these turtles right here that they say live longer than human beings. Pay attention here. Look. And the time is coming when Jesus will return. You see that? Okay. Yes, Jesus gonna return. What they call and who they call Jesus. Who is Jesus in a devil hurt? Who is gonna come to save you on this side? where the devil on? These are questions that you need to ask. I'm not playing. Who is going to save you in the devil earth? Who is coming? Who is God in the devil earth? Remember this. Satan is God in the devil earth. And remember, they show you a lot of gods of Egypt in this devil earth. They show you gods of all these nations before. They call themselves gods in this devil earth. Remember that, people. When they tell you about God of Joshua, God of Moses, his people's calling them, supposedly people that they worship or the entity that they worship, their God. Do you understand that? The God of Egypt, the God of supposedly Israel, is not the God of the real earth. Do you got it? You got this? This supposedly Israel, the gods of these supposedly particular place, they are the devil, Satan himself. Do you understand? Satan and his followers is playing God on this side of the earth. This is the only place they can play God, in hell, because this is where they belong. Do you get it? If it was a good place, there's no way the devil could play God. It's just common sense. Move.
No one expected them.
Hold on, people. I'm going to show you that you live in a devil earth, just in case you sleep. I've been telling you the whole time. You don't get it. I always tell you this long time. You can't pray for anything in a devil earth. What are you praying for in the devil controlled earth, people? The side of the earth that the devil owns. They owns you here. Please tell me who you're praying to. It's just common sense, man. Wisdom, understanding, and knowledge will let you know anybody that they mention as God in the side of the earth is actually devil. You have to know that. There is no creation here. He's the devil creating everything that you see here, people. Everything. Even if it grows out the ground, the devil has something to do with it on this side of the earth. Every single prayers that you say, every time you say, thank the Lord, thank God, you're actually shouting out to the devil of this earth. The devil that run things that you call God. Do you understand that, people? So listen this right here. This shouldn't surprise you. I already break it down and tell you what they're doing when you see them doing this. Listen. Look at these people. Go back.
No one expected
Look at this.
Them.
You see them, people? Notice the signs that they use. The double arms pointing to the sky. And I always show you that in basketball games when they do that. Steph Curry and all of them do it every time they hit a shot. What do you think they're doing? They shout now to the devil, giving them power, giving them the fame right here on this satanic earth. That's who they shout now to. It's not the real creator giving them fame and money. Don't be stupid. The fame and the money is here to take your soul. That's why the devil create vanity, to take your soul in this satanic earth. You tell me who you pray to for that same vanity. Tell me, please.
No one expected them.
Look. Mm-hmm. Look.
First and foremost, I just want to give all glory and praise to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
You hear that, people? He's going to give out his supposed be glory to his Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. You see what I tell you? You have to look out for who they're praying to in the devil earth. I'm not playing. I don't care what nobody say. You can hate the mag with a passion about this. I don't care. Because the truth is the truth. And I'm not here to look friends. I'm just here to give you the truth, whether you like it or not. The God they give you to worship in a devil earth is what? You tell me the answer. The God that they give you to worship in a satanic earth, what that God gonna be? The God gonna be Satan. Do you understand that? A matter of fact, is Satan have that supposed ranking in this earth as God? The D-O-G spelled backwards. Dog, God, same shit. They create dogs. They mate dogs on this earth. They put them together. Do you understand that? How did the God turn backwards as dog? They do that by design. Pay attention. Like I mentioned, anybody you thank in this earth for vanity, you're just praying to the devil to give you some of the earthly values. Bam! Mm-hmm. Watch him. Yes, you see the clothing that he have on? It's not because he have bad taste why he wear that ugly plaid shit. is because it's Freemasonry and they're the one who own him. Even those things that you see in the back is significant to the devil people who control them.
Jesus Christ.
Lamar Jackson. Go back. Listen to him.
First and foremost, you know, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I told you, if you ever have some smartness about you, you know that this is a wicked world when you hear them say these things. They're not praying to the Creator, people. They're praying to the people who makes them who they are in this earth. Remember, competitions and all is devil work. That's why they give you the Olympics and all these sporting events. They used to have people fight until death, and they just make it a little bit milder now, giving you these competitions. All competitions is bullshit, 100%. The masses should be putting it. They supposedly be strengthened power that they gain or that they have or they possess in this world together to overcome the devil. But no, you use it to supposedly go against each other. Use all your energy, everything, and each other in competitions and all. What a joke world you live in. Without him, nothing is possible. And what they're talking about, fame and riches. Fame and riches, the same thing they tell you mankind sell their soul for right here in this dirty devil earth that you live in. So there you go, people. Now you understand who they're talking to. And they know, they 100% know who give them the riches and fame in this devil earth. They know you're the only one who don't understand. So you sit there and thinking they're actually praying to good to give them the bad. What a joke. Let's pray and look at these people in parliament, in these house that they make laws for you. They actually call themselves God. Who the fuck is they praying to? You don't get it. The fallen angels that run the whole show on this side of the earth. Pay attention while they give you this show.
Almighty God and Father of our Lord and Savior, wow. Jesus Christ.
Wow, and you see what he did? Pay attention and never miss. All of them working for the devil here. And once they mention Jesus, you already know. Remember, you is the one who lost. You the lost sheep that gonna mention the Jesus name and don't understand what it means. These people know 100% what they do. They know what the Jesus represent for real, not what they tell you.
Almighty God and Father, watch his answer, and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Watch his answer, and he formed the pyramid as soon as he said Jesus Christ, because that's the devil that deceiving you right here on earth. And I already told you, the Bible, the same Bible tell you, let the man with wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, yes, breaks it down and show you who is the devil, who playing God on this earth by the numbers. What they tell you? The Bible tell you about numerology. It tells you that the devil name that gonna be deceiving you, even playing God, got the 666 in the name. For the mark of the beast system that you live in. And guess what? You put the Jesus in the numerology calculator and bam, it's number 18. Please tell me, why would it be 18? 3-6 is 100% exact. Why? Okay, so who is the man with the wisdom, understanding, and knowledge? Because everybody else seeing the Jesus as a savior. You got what I'm saying here? It's time for you to wake up. One fool make many, and they're fooling the whole wide world with the supposedly Jesus teaching. You already see those people on TV. Yes, the mega church and all of them pushing the same Jesus. Don't be thinking he could be a good person in a devil earth and get praises. The good man that they kill because he good, because he represent the Creator himself, they kill him, and now he becomes God of this earth. Is that real? Now he responsible for all the vanity that you have. Now you're praying to him for vanity. The same man that they kill for being supposedly God, for supposedly represent God himself, represent the Creator, and they kill him for it. But his name is still here. His name is publishing books. One of the most popular books ever is about him. But still he's a good man that they kill because he good. They crucify him. They don't use the word kill. They said crucify, just to make it more sinister, make it more potent to your mind and your brain to understand what the Jesus is. His fakery, 100%. That's how they take your soul on this side of the earth. They have you praying to a devil and they actually give you devil shit to dwell in as good. The churches and all those institutions put together by the devil who own this side of the earth.
I think a huge thing that look we've really this. Just latched onto is eyes up. And you guys see us
look,
doing this.
Look, you see that? Because they have to explain it, people. They have to explain it because it's something strange when you see them do it. Take a look at the enthusiasm at this one when it's showing you the sign.
And
look
you guys
at the
see
eyes.
Us
look at it. Look at this. You see them doing this. Look at them. Look. And you see the eyes. Oh, it pop open when it do this right here. Because it's significant to the devil people. Like I say, you do the same sign because you watch these sodomite puppets on screen. But you don't understand why they do it. You never get it. This is to worship the devil. The devil put them on screen. Give them the supposed talent and everything. So that's the devil they're thanking for these competitions on earth. Listen.
Pointing up, but we're really like fixing our eyes on Christ.
Oh, they're fixing their eyes on Christ, people. They're fixing their eyes on Christ by looking up to the sky, holding the devil arms. Why you think we call the devil arms? Because we know what it is. We know who they worship when they put it up. You understand what's going on here, people? Finish listening.
Things to see athletes, let alone multi-millionaire
yes.
athletes glorifying the name of God.
There you go, because it's the same God that this earth give them the riches. They're the one who give them the fame. Let the peoples know them. Do you get it? They have to glorify in the devil name. Remember, the Creator himself don't need glory. The Creator don't need praises. Why? That's the Creator, period. He don't need no help to be the Creator. Now the Satan who's fooling you, who trying to play God, the Creator on earth, that's the one. That's the one who need the praise. The fake, supposed to be Creator, that give you vanity, that give you material, which is all illusion. That's the one right there. You need to understand that's the devil. And that's who all of these people praying to, for the supposed earthly values that they give them. All of these people, they tell you, playing for millions and millions of dollars a year, playing this stupid game with a ball. You don't get it. Devil work on the masses. And take a look at this sodomite right here, people. Patrick Mahomes is another sodomite. First, they tell you he's black, which is a fucking lie. He got the KC right there for 11-3 or 2-3, all Freemason, and it's a sideway pyramid. You have to understand with this Kansas City Chief right here, nothing but a mockery on the masses. Pay attention here.
He challenged us to make us better.
Listen.
And I'm proud of my guys, man. This is awesome. It's legendary.
Listen. First, I just gotta God challenged them, or Jesus challenged them to be better. Can you believe it? Better of what? Being a better person? No. Just to be a better football player. Are you kidding me? Remember, these games right here is destruction for the masses. As a matter of fact, you're out there with your little money that you work trying to throw it in the pot to catch a bigger one. All because of these sports games that they give you right here. You watch it and you watch it for entertainment. Now they have you involved. You're going to bet, put out some money to bet on these puppets right here for the game to go the way you want it, and then you win something. It's a joke, people. Like I say, in the devil earth, they have to own you in every single aspect of life. So now they have you on these sports. You're hooked on it. You're gambling. Yes, it matters who wins now. What a joke.
All glory to God, man. Without him, none of this is possible. Man.
Yes.
He deserves all the honor and
yes.
praise.
He deserves all the honors and praise. And I already tell you, is the devil himself needed to basically play the Creator on earth right here? That's why the devil need praise. And that's what he get from these people that he put on. As you could see, this one in the orange shirt. And also the Freemason bricks behind him.
The name of Jesus Christ on Live TV.
The name which is above. Remember, they own Live TV. Don't let them fool you, people. Listen, they own everything in here. Remember, the TV is devil work. All these technology is the devil work. That's how the devil gonna get you praising him. That's how the devil get you more familiar with him. And playing Creator on earth, that's how you're gonna know him as the Creator, by these people on Tel Aviv Vision coming preaching and shouting out the Jesus name, tell you that Jesus is the God of this earth, but they're not telling you it's the devil himself. They're playing the good guys just to catch you and rope you in.
Every other name, the Lord of Lords and the Lord King of Lords. Kings.
That's just ranking, people. The kings of kings. Remember, kings is a ranking that all the mankind should have known about. Remember, they put some kings out there and tell you, this is king of this, king of that. They used to have kings of Babylon. They show you the queen of England, the queen of this queen. You understand what I'm saying? All that is ranking. Lords is rank. A lord is a ranking. Do you understand? Lords of lords is a ranking. Kings of kings is. And also God is also a ranking in the devil earth. That means none of it represent the real creator. Bam!
Of every other name, the Lord of lords Lord and the of King lords. Of kings.
Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
You hear that, people? He like to thank the Lord and Savior, his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And what is he doing? WFC or UFC right there. What is that? Fighting. You fight bloody, a bloody battle. And of course, is Jesus show you that route to fight another man, boss him up, and let him bleed for money and fame. Then you thank Jesus. Smart people know that Jesus is the devil then. The smart people know. I don't know you're going to get around this. The Jesus is the devil of this earth. That's the name that you're shouting in the devil earth. How did the name come to in the devil earth? How did the real creator name come to in the devil earth, people? How did it happen? Because they trick you. The world of deception. Upside down, backwards world. They show you the God, which is the devil. The devil of this earth is the God of this earth. Do you understand that? There is no creation here, but illusion. That means the creation is not here. We need to go back to the human being origin, where it's just creation for us. Only creation feed us. Creation take care of us. That's where the creator at. Not in a world that man put together and the fallen angel feeding you. Bam.
It is so encouraging and inspiring to see those athletes look giving glory to Jesus Christ in a very specific sense.
How are you? How are you?
Look at this again, people. This is a SF right there. Another coding with the serpent and the F for the number 6. Pay attention here, people. What is they doing? As you could see, another coding up there with the serpent with the CC in red. Right there. Wow.
From the Good Shepherd. Jesus.
Because it Good gets Shepherd. Very confusing these days when someone simply says that.
Watch
they
this. That's the horns. And all of them do it right there.
To thank God.
First and foremost, I want to thank God. I feel so blessed to be standing up
Look
here.
Look what
right
you
now.
Have in the hand, people. You have the devil logo in the hand while he thanking God. That should tell you that the God is the devil on this earth they're praying to.
They mean the God of the Bible, and at the same time,
the God of the Bible is the same God of this earth, people. That's why they give you the Bible to worship him in this earth. Do you got it? The Bible is a trickery to make you worship the devil 100% in.
The person they may mean some other false God.
I want to thank God.
And bam, and take a look at this right here, people, and look at the Beyonce face. Like I say, all of them is working for the devil, and it's no coincidence, people. They're all working for the devil. You don't see somebody with a devil logo in their hand and talking about the real creator. You don't see somebody on the stage with the devil logo in the background, the devil image, and you're still thinking that they're talking about God. You see somebody in the devil industry, the music industry, and you still think they're talking about good when they mention God. You're dumb as a damn rock.
Talk to me.
Wow.
Thank you, God.
Look at this, and they're crying, talking about God protect them. Who they're talking about? What God in the devil earth they're talking about? They're talking about the devil. That's what give them this supposed platform to pitch from.
Look, thank you, God.
We know for a fact that Beyonce was not giving thanks to the God of the Bible because of
you. Hold on, you people. Who is the God of the Bible in the devil earth? The God of the Bible is the same God that the Beyonce talking about, the God of vanity. You don't get it or what, people? That's the God they're praying to. No real creator, the real creator not gonna make a Beyonce, people. What's wrong here? So the real creator make a Beyonce to work for the devil against the creator? This is dumb. Why would you be that stupid to be convinced of a Beyonce praising the creator talking about in the Bible? The devil is the one who playing God in the Bible. Remember, man write it. The same people control you on earth here write that shit. The creator don't write Bible. They don't write books. The creator don't write. Write is not natural. Writing is not natural. Producing books is not natural. Do you understand that? CDs and books and all these things that they use for the devil work to reach out to the masses. You tell me that the creator have something to do with it? Everybody gone dumb.
Moments later, within the same breath she just thanked her God, she said this.
I'd like to thank the queer community. Listen, for
bam. Want to thank the queer community. You see who they highlight? I already told you people, if you don't understand that the Taylor Swift is a fucking man in a drag, then you're stupid. It is an invert. That's what they use for the deception. Remember where you're living. You're living in a deceptive part of the earth. All they're going to give you is deception. That thing right there with the red lipstick is a man with the diamond right there in the ears. The diamond is 33 for Freemasonry. And take a look. Look at this right here, people. Go back again. Listen. Just pay attention.
She said this.
And take a look. The Jay-Z right there. What is the Jay-Z? A lot of people don't know. As you could see the bag of locks on his head. Where no fucking grown man can grow after a while. Do you know that? You can't be 50-something years old and then start growing this dread. And look how it is, people. The thick dread. The dread with the thick layer of dead hair. The Jay-Z get it in a few years, people, and you still believe it. The bag of locks is fakery. The Jay-Z is actually a bulldogger. Do you got it? Meaning it's a woman, an ugly woman playing a man. Do you get it? Just like the Beyonce is a damn man in a drag. It's a man playing a woman. Don't you understand why they get the work to play and work on for the devil? Why you think they get that big role? To program you to work for the devil against us. Look at this. Why is Jay-Z got on the ugly brown jacket and he got on the black supposedly bow tie with the white shirt? He's showing you that he is Freemason. And nowhere in Jay-Z fucking existence he can grow that. Do you understand that thick dread? Yes, it takes somebody that not washing or combing their hair, period, and then the dirt and everything get in it and clog it up. And you get dead air and everything. And it's not going to take you 2-3 years to build it. To grow this. And that's exactly what Jay-Z did. After he get to 50 plus. Then he start growing dreads. What that tell you? They're fake. All of them fake.
Queer community.
Queer community.
She just thanked her God. She said this.
I'd like to thank the queer community.
There you go. There you go. They love the queer community. Because all of them is invert. Even the character they show you as Jesus. Probably the same damn thing. So it prayed to the God and it mentioned these supposedly LGBTQ. Do you understand that? They mentioned the queer community. Why? As soon as it thanked the Lord and tears supposedly in the eyes while it thanking Jesus. And then now you shout out to the queer community. Part of the devil work here. And take a look. You see that hand sign right there? The 666 right there. 33. Right there on both hands. This is how they do it. Pay attention.
So when you see someone thanking God and more specifically calling out the name of Jesus Christ on live TV, it brings so much honor, reverence, and clarity to their praise.
Salvation for this sin is the gospel. The only way to really cure that was on the inside is understanding that Jesus Christ died for our sins.
Wow.
Salvation.
Listen to this right here, people. What they're talking about, salvation and Jesus Christ on CNN. One of the biggest Decepticons ever. The ones that spreading the venom all over the world and the masses to let you believe in what they want you to believe in to make you buy what they're selling right here. Now pay attention to this fagabot. Like I tell you people, if these working for the devil and they come screaming, Jesus, who is the devil? Okay, you answer that question.
For this sin is the gospel. The gospel. Only way to really cure that was on the inside.
Cure that is on the inside. And how you're going to cure that on the inside, listen.
Is understanding that Jesus Christ died for our sins.
You hear that, people? Is to understand that Jesus Christ died for your sins. And bam, That's how you're going to save your soul in this earth. Is that real? For you just to understand that Jesus died for your sins is what they want. Once you do that, that means you're done with as a human being. You're no longer connected to the Creator. You're fully indulging the devil because now you're praising the devil as creation. Do you understand that? Now you're praising the devil, Jesus Christ, as God, the Creator. So that's how you get the wrong right here on the earth. They're forcing you to worship in the devil right there. Accept that Jesus Christ is your Savior, and that's how you're going to be saved.
To really cure that what's on the inside,
what
it's
a
understanding
joke.
That Jesus Christ died for our sins.
Yes, he died for your sins. What does that mean, people? Somebody need to explain that. If the Jesus died for your sins and then get up after 3 days and fly off. Die for your sins? What you call your living now? What you call what you live in? Do you call it, you know, praises? Do you call it supposed to be heaven? No, we're living in sin. Sin is what conquering us right now because it's the devil earth. So what is you trying to tell us about Jesus died for our sins? And we still live in sin right now as we speak. Sin conquered the whole wide world since the supposed to be Jesus came and died for your sin. You're living deeper sin. Your life that you live in is sin. The house that you live in, what you do to get it, all of the shit is all sin in this devil earth. Everything you do to participate in this earth is sin. So you tell me, what going on here, people? How would you think that Jesus died for your sin and you end up in the ring of death, the circle of death, which is hell? How would you end up there if Jesus died for your sins? Bam!
Is that the kingdom of darkness and its demons do not like when you mention the name of
listen,
Jesus. They
listen,
do
people.
Not like when you proclaim the name and the gospel of the Lord.
Listen to these fagabats, people. Like I say, they always have some dummies trying to basically brainwash you in what these people doing on TV. We already know. If the evil people come and tell you Jesus is God, it means the evil people working for the damn Jesus. And the Jesus is the devil. There's no way you can get around it, people. So you're talking about these people don't like when these people shout out the Jesus name. It's bullshit. Why is Joe Osteen preaching about Jesus? Why is this? It's supposed to be all these people that they have out there, T.D. Jakes and them. Why? These are obviously working for the devil. These are obviously the devil workers on earth. And they're preaching the same Jesus on TV. The place where they're going to reach out and going to get to you no matter how far you're at. They're going to reach out to you because of those medias and the box that they have preaching on. So you tell me, how could they get so much power in this devil earth? They don't want them to say, Jesus is bullshit. Wake your ass up with
Jesus
a bang.
Jesus Christ.
Watch it, people. Take a look at what you see on the head banner right there that he got on. 3:16. What that? They're talking about John 3:16. That's how they do it, people. You have to understand it. We're a Bible verse right there. And you know what that Bible verse represents in numerology? Hawks. 3:7. The 3 and the 1 and 6, people. That's 3:7 coding for Hawks code right there. Why you think he wear it? And pay attention to what he's saying right here. Like I say, all of them is working for the devil. The name that they mention is the devil.
What happened to you? What's going on? You forget. For the battle of the war. The name is Jesus Christ.
Another fighter, people. Another fighter, people. Another fighter where they fight till blood comes. People could be dead right there. Knocked out and can't move. Messed up for life and all. And then you turn around and have a Bible verse right there on the head. And then you want us to believe that the Bible is a good thing. No, you shout out to Jesus after you knock somebody out bloody. You shout out to Jesus to give you the power to do it. And you still want us to believe that the Jesus is not the devil? You want us to believe that the Jesus is the creator of this earth? Come on, people. Come on.
Go for Jesus.
Go for Jesus.
People typically have the choice to say whatever they want on live TV. They may even want to proclaim the name of Satan and everything would be fine.
No, people, it's bullshit. It's 100% bullshit. Remember, the Satan is the ones who playing God on this earth, people. So that means you can call the Satan Jesus, you can call him Satan. It don't matter. He's the same people they're referring to. The God of this side of the earth. It's simple. Listen.
To Satan, forgive me.
Hold that. Listen.
And everything would be fine.
Thank you to Satan for giving me inspiration.
How much time you're going to hear them say this, people? How much time you're going to hear them say it? It's just a mockery. It's a 100% mockery. Why? Because when they said they shout out to Jesus for giving them the glory, they're talking about the same Satan. So this guy cut to the chase. Just like I show you with the Eminem, the character that's called himself a rapper, when everybody show you the devil horns with the supposedly pinky and the index up, what did the supposedly Eminem do? He put the shit right on the head. Cut to the chase. For all the people who don't know that this is the devil horns, he put it on the head to confirm it. So when them other people come up and say, praises to Jesus to get me here, this character just go up there and cut to the chase and says, shout out to the devil for giving him this. And they laugh. They make it look like it's just a joke. But you don't get it. It's the same thing they're doing when they mention the Jesus. They shout now to the same devil of this earth.
But the moment that you choose to proclaim that name, to give honor to the name of Jesus Christ, that's when certain people will come out and try and rectify you. They will come out and tell you that you should not speak about that name. You should not speak of
what
that
joke,
name.
People.
Last question.
Listen, and take a look. The Reebok with the pyramid right there. No coincidence. Pay attention, the devil at work.
In Florida, bit of a controversial moment, Yoel Romero, and I know this is a very positive thing. I'm not trying to rain on that parade. Quite frankly, I don't feel like it was as controversial as some may think, but I just wanted to get your take on what happened.
No, it wasn't controversial at all, but the reality is this. You just won the biggest fight of your career, you know? America doesn't want to hear your thoughts on Jesus. And
okay, you hear that? He just win the biggest fight in the world. America don't want to hear his thoughts on Jesus. So I'm going to ask you a question. What about those supposedly one picking up the Grammy Award? All these supposedly movies award. They shout out to the same Jesus. Every one of them said the same thing. Without Jesus, it wouldn't be possible. As you could see this one with the C right there for the number 3 in front of the face. All of them is in on tricking the masses. Remember, every supposedly famous person can I tell you about Jesus? Why? He's the same devil of this earth that rank give them the rank in this earth with the fame and also the supposedly money. Bam. Watch this right here. As soon as lights, camera, action, you see this sodomite they call Kid Rock, which is another code in 33. You're going to see him supposedly smoking. That's what the supposedly Joe Rogan pushing on the masses. They're all full of shit, as you could see. Purple curtain all around them. Let's see this right here. The Kid Rock disappeared for a long time. Now it's back on the Joe Rogan show. Listen.
If you go to one place, where would you go? If you had one shot.
Listen.
You can go back in time once and survive and come back. If you had one shot, you can go back in time once and survive. And
what a dumb fucking question. And take a look at the Joe Rogan. Almost like a damn robot with his face or his head turned up to the sky. I turned up to the ceiling. He locked in that position while he talking. What a devil creature right here on screen. Look at him, people.
Jesus.
Future.
Jesus.
Wow, Jesus.
What
listen.
If there was nobody there?
Why they act so... Remember, the whole thing is staged. And this sodomite that they call Joe Rogan is supposed to be a truth teller. And he interviewing all these sodomites. Can you believe it? All Hollywood sodomites. Even Bill Gates and, you know, Elon Musk and these characters. Dr. Phil, how you come to be a truth teller and you interview all the satanic puppets? What I tell you, the Joe Rogan is one of them. Yes, a secret devil worker right there on screen.
What if there was nobody there?
Nobody there.
Even better, I get them all myself, just me and Jesus?
No, me and Jesus.
What if Jesus wasn't there?
Wow,
listen. You go back and you're like, I just want to go see Jesus. You're like, okay,
what time? They're mocking us, people. They're mocking us with this Jesus bullshit. Listen.
He'd be there. He'd present. He'd probably like a DJ back then.
He'd probably like a DJ back then.
He's there. You think there was a real Jesus? Definitely. Absolutely. Yes. 1,000%.
1,000%.
What makes you convinced? My faith.
You hear that, people? His faith. And if you know who is a Kid Rock, you already know his faith. He's the devil. Do you understand the devil work is his fate? That's what they do. Remember, he's a part of the rock music that actually is for the devil himself. That's what they use to raise the devil spirit and give them energy. You don't understand the music industry owned by the devil. Everybody that's in it owned by the devil. So why you think he mentioned Jesus Christ? The devil is Jesus. Bam. Mm-hmm. Look at them playing with the dumb masses.
I mean, that's a good answer.
That's a good answer, of course.
I always wonder when people are telling stories, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how long did that story take before people wrote it down? How many times did people alter it? Just like they do with everything today.
You hear that?
I got to imagine that at a certain point in time in history, they probably didn't tell
the truth. Look at his eyes, people. Look at him. Why do you listen to a fucking Joe Rogan? I don't get it, people. The same one that used to give you them TV show Fear Factor. Remember, it's the devil people put them on TV so they can do the devil work. What you think, people? Unbelievable dumb shit here. Listen.
Just like they do with everything today.
Mm-hmm.
I got to imagine that at a certain point in time in history, they probably didn't tell the truth about a lot of things.
Uh-huh.
And we take those things, tell them through oral traditions, have them written down.
Well, there's a difference between lies and between the truth getting, you know,
listen,
manipulated and twisted a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
The underlying usually is still there.
Oh, so the underlying is normally still there or usually still be there. If they change it, they suppose it be true to a lie. Do you believe that? Remember, they never changed not the Bible. The Bible was written and put together by them. The whole concept of a Bible is the devil. The whole concept of the Bible is the devil. 100% in. The people who put it together is the devil people themselves. The ones that they're going to highlight in the devil world, they're the one who put those things together to convince the masses of a Jesus. You have to understand that. Don't buy it anymore. And of course, you use the devil product to push Jesus. Anybody in the music industry is the devil product. So is the Joe Rogan. Let's listen some more.
The real truth was that he actually was the Son of God.
Usually what? It's still there.
Mm-hmm.
So you think the real truth was that he actually was the Son of God?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
The real truth in the Bible is that Jesus was really the Son of God. What a joke, people. You're not the Son of God, even though you're born the same way out of your mom's belly. Why is it Jesus would be separated and becomes God? If he born the same way as you, I already told you, if God really want us, the creator want to send his son, suppose he be a one to convince mankind that it is his son come to save the world, he would come right from the sky that you call heaven. That's where he would fall from. Because when you go back and trying to convince mankind of a special God that born, you can't bring him out the same way as us. He can't born the same way as us, and we not supposed to be special. He have to fall from the heavens where you tell us God is at. And that's how you would get the people to believe. But I told you, in an upside down world, they can say you are Jesus, come to save you from sin in this devil, sin earth. And when he gone, yes, more sin for your ass.
It'd be amazing if it was true.
It was amazing. Go back.
That he actually was the Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It'd be amazing if it was true.
Mm-hmm.
It is amazing.
I believe you. Listen. I believe that you believe that.
Would you like to be introduced to Jesus?
Listen to them.
Listen, I think the concept of Jesus is absolutely amazing.
And that, people, the concept of Jesus, meaning that it's a concept. The concept of Jesus is really amazing. Like I tell you, they're just playing with you, using the devil on the earth, the devil who owns this side of the earth. Any name that they call him, the same devil. Yes, I might be hated for this shit. You know, when at the end of the day, that's why most people actually hate this bit of truth. When I start hitting these subjects that they tie to, that they hold to their heart and soul, they don't want to let it go. They won't get to an understanding that it's just an illusion. They don't serve you up nothing here that's actually real, that gonna last. All illusion, including the teaching. I'm gone.